darling. I live in you, and you would die for me. I love you so.
I am now going to tell you something so strange that it will require all your faith in my veracity to believe my story. In Styria, we, though by no means magnificent people, inhabit a castle or schloss. Nothing can be more picturesque or solid. Through the carriage door was now lifted a young lady. Her name was Carmilla. She was determined that we should be very near friends.
There is a picture that I have not seen yet. In one corner, at the top of it, is the name, as well as I could read, Marcia Karnstein.
It was quite beautiful. It was startling. It seemed to live. It was the effigy of Carmilla.
Will your ladyships be pleased to buy an amulet against the upire, which is going like the wolf I hear through these woods? Well, I do wonder at a wise man like you. What do you say to hippogriffs and dragons? Nevertheless, life and death are mysterious states, and we know little of the resources of either. The moon this night is full of odylic and magnetic influence.
I had a dream that night that was the beginning of a very strange agony. Sometimes there came a sensation as if a hand was drawn softly along my cheek and neck. Love will have its sacrifices. Sometimes it was as if warm lips kissed me, and longer and more lovingly as they reached my throat. No sacrifice without blood.
I devote my remaining days to tracking and extinguishing a monster. From this point he watched until he saw the vampire come out of his grave and then glide away towards the village to plague its inhabitants.
The two broad eyes approached my face, and suddenly I felt a stinging pain as if two large needles darted an inch or two apart, deep into my breast. The time is very near when you shall know everything.
Carmilla by Sheridan Le Fanu. Read by Miriam Margolyes. Visit textbookstuff.com to find out more.